Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, that was the first imperative in the foundation for intimacy. What is the second one, right? Now, this is very intuitive. This makes sense. The second imperative in foundation of intimacy, that's it. Number one, understanding that you have to have a revelation of God as your Father. Number two, recognize the Holy Spirit as a person. And here we go, right? It's not a major revelation, but it can be in terms of recognizing the Holy Spirit as a divine person and recognize the Holy Spirit as God. Holy Spirit is not junior God. There's not a news flash for anybody on this. But sometimes I think we treat the Holy Spirit like he's a junior partner in the Trinity, right? Like, okay, Holy Spirit, you just get me to the Father. Okay, Holy Spirit, manifest what Jesus purchased for me at Calvary. And we forget, no, the Holy Spirit, here's what Jesus said. Jesus said to the disciples, he says to the disciples, and I love this, he said to them, for all intents and purposes, is incredible. He says, it's good for you that I go away, for I will send another helper. There are two Greek words for another. One Greek word is the Greek word heteros. It means another of a different kind. You guys saw my wife. Some of you here didn't, but the original we were talking, my wife walked by. My wife is a female. I am a heterosexual. That should come as no surprise. Okay, right? So heteros means I love a human, but of a different kind. I'm male, she's female. This is heteros. Well, when Jesus says, it's good for you that I go away, that I will send another helper. He didn't use heteros. He used alios. The word there, my pronunciation may be influenced by my high school Spanish. Okay, so y'all forgive me. But it means another of the same kind. So what was Jesus saying when he said to his disciples, it's good for you that I go away? Which, by the way, if I'm Peter, I'm like, no, Jesus, it's not good that you go away. Like, no one's going to replace you. How can you be replaced? You've done all these miracles. You've dropped all this revelation. You're the venerated Messiah. Please don't go. But Jesus knew his mission was, obviously, to bear our sins upon him, to pay the price, to release the kingdom of God, but also to send Holy Spirit. So here's what Jesus is saying. You're ready for this. He's saying, disciples. So imagine your disciples. Here is the translation. He's saying, as real as I've been to you, that's how real the Holy Spirit wants to be with you. So if my relationship, your relationship with Holy Spirit is not as real as the disciples. Imagine disciples walking with Jesus. Hey, Jesus, share with us again. Why did you put mud on that dude's eyes? You know, like the blind guy, so he can see. Hey, Jesus, why did you make the cat of nine tails and whip them dudes out of the temple, but you told us to turn the other cheek? Like, there was constant questions. And I believe one of the ways to grow in intimacy is to spend time with Holy Spirit, to read scripture on who the Holy Spirit is, but to ask him questions. Ask him questions. Just say, Holy Spirit, help me with this, right? Holy Spirit, I'm struggling in this area. We look to the advice and opinion of others. And I'm not saying that's wrong. God can bring wisdom, but I'm like, hey, let's first take it to Holy Spirit, right? Let's first ask him. Let's get his wisdom. Let's bring him in the situation. Let's get his perspective. Let's hear his narrative, right? Before we get, you know, what the consensus is amongst people, let's find a consensus amongst the Trinity. And so it's funny, Stephen Jobs, when he would talk about this device right here, right? He never referred to it as a iPhone. He referred to it as iPhone. So when he'd get up and give those talks and he had that little kind of like Garth Brooks thing on and he'd talking to people, oh, what's the latest of Apple? He dropped the impersonal, I don't know what you would call it, a definitive like or the. He dropped it because he wanted to personalize. So I just feel like one of the things is don't come under legalism. But rather than refer to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit, why don't you just refer to him as Holy Spirit, right? I don't go, there is, my wife's name's Krista. There is the Krista. There is the wife, right? I know that's my wife. That's Krista, right? There is a sense of intimacy. And I feel like when we say Holy Spirit, as opposed to the Holy Spirit, would you come and bless this household? That just sounds like, okay, again, I'm not trying to be legalistic, but I think there is things that we can do to help us begin to view the Holy Spirit as a person, not an impersonal force. He's not chill bumps. He's not goosebumps. He's not like warm flashes. He's not all the things. He's not even power alone. Those things are impersonal. He is a person. He has feelings. He could be grieved. He has moods. He's not moody, but he has moods. He can be in the mood to heal. He could be in the mood to restore. He could be in the mood to convict. So again, I'm not saying he's moody. I'm saying his moods. All of these, he talks. He has a will. It's all proof scriptural that he is a person.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. And we've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.